Hello, this is Lorenzo, and welcome to podcast open mic number 10. We're in double digits. I'm so excited. And I have as my guest here in the studio, Brian Waring.
It's so nice to be here.
Welcome. Let me crank in my neck here. Here we go. And so you're going to be on Husky Tunes in a couple weeks, huh?
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm really excited for that.
So you're a USM student.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Well, this year is my last year, so I want to do what I can to be more involved with the USM community. And myself being a music composition major, I thought this would be a great way just to be around music more.
Okay, were you familiar with MPG the first few years?
Absolutely. Okay. Like, I've known more about it, but I just never had the courage to come on air or talk to you guys.
Well, Husky Tunes is great, because all you have to do is be a DJ.
Be a DJ, yep.
Okay, so what do you have for us today?
So today is this piece that I wrote back in, oh my gosh, I think it was 2015 when I first wrote it. It's called Dinner by the Candlelight, but it's spelled Candlelate. Unfortunate misprint that's become infamous now. But I wrote this piece because my freshman year in college, I was at a party and talking to a few girls and chatting with them. And in the end, one turned around and plainly said that I just wasn't attractive. And the other one said, like, oh, you should visit a gym sometimes.
Oh.
And I was like, but I visit a gym every day for an hour. Is that not a good enough? So I started feeling a little bit insecure, and it didn't really help either that I was sitting down at a lunch table and people were making comments at how much I ate. And I was only 100 pounds at that time. So
wow.
Unfortunately, what it came down to is that I started getting really insecure and starving myself, overeating a lot until I became anorexic. And through the process of recovery and everything, while I was eating better, I had a fear of food. And this fear of food stimulated that I wasn't eating what I wanted to eat. I was afraid to even eat fruit because I thought I was going to get fat. And when a person limits themselves to something, what I found out is that they start obsessing about it. So 24/7, I was obsessing about food more than I was about music. And I was knocking my brain like, why can't I be with the thing that I love? I love music more, but all I can think about is food. So what I did is that I turned to writing this piece called Dinner by the Candlelight. And it's a tongue-in-cheek and a little bit masochist way of me dealing with my problems. In it, you hear this female singing to her lover, saying like, I wish you would just stop thinking about food and just love. And like I said, it was first written in 2015 and we performed it once, but we accidentally deleted the recording of it until I was up in Scotland back in the fall, and I came across this vocalist named Katie Williams and sent her the music, heard her sing it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, she nailed it. And so I brought her to a recording studio up there in Scotland, and the rest is history.
Wow. So are you featured on the track as well?
I did a lot of programming that you'll hear for all the wind instruments and the drums that are covering her. So in that sense, yes.
Okay. And but, how's your recovery doing? How are you doing?
Oh, much better now. Thank you for asking.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I didn't want to get your name wrong. I don't want to get the name of the piece wrong. So I'll let you introduce it.
All right. My name is Brian Waring, composer at the University of Southern Maine, and this is Dinner by the Candlelight.
Thank you. You say you're fed up. Well, heads up, I am too. I don't mean the stuffing here on a table for two. You say I'm well-dressed, but salad stress is better. Dotted my ice cream. So get your head out of the menu. You're driving me wild, making me scream. It's dinner by the candlelight, and you are still left in the dark. Can someone please run me the bill? Oh, I'm afraid that I must depart. Your story's old and the soup is cold, and frankly, I'd rather not talk. It's plain to see we weren't meant to be. If goodbye wasn't the hardest part.
Now, if someone wanted to get a hold of this, is this available anywhere?
As of right now, professionally, it is not on a SoundCloud or anything. I am available to contact. I've had requests from many high school bands to record and write music from them. Also, I work at the CI2 lab here centered in Portland, writing music for video games. That while I don't release music specifically out there for people to download just yet, I do write individual tracks for people at their own desire.
Wow. Okay. And do you play at it all? Or?
I do play. I play in several orchestras, and I've been in jazz bands as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and we look forward to hearing you on Husky Tunes as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot. And if you want to share your music with me, not just with me, with the whole audience out there, please contact me at podcastopenmic, that's M-I-C, at gmail.com. And original music only, no covers, that's our only rule. I'm open to anything else. And this is Lorenzo, and we'll talk again.